USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate moves ahead with a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package after a long night of voting. The reconciliation procedure used by Democrats to pass President Biden's plan allowed for an unlimited amount of resolutions to be considered in the Senate. $15 an hour minimum wage is included in this reconciliation. Another amendment sought to ensure upper income taxpayers are not eligible for the $1,400 payments in the plan. The vote on the measure passed 99-1. The House voted on Thursday evening to remove Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments because of previous public statements. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday called it a partisan power grab. The vote, 230-199, was pretty much down party lines. A New Mexico State police officer was fatally shot on Highway 10 between Las Cruces and Deming Thursday. The officer killed his 28-year-old Darian Jarrett. The suspect is 39-year-old Omar Felix Cuervo. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.